The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I'm the sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. Dr. Dave's devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but they make an excellent segue for our teachings. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. The media makes an excellent segue for deception. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use? Probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because just like you, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Wow. Also, Bible trivia for fake, and yet somehow, real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more.
Living this life, not always easy running.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon. Did you like that? I really stretched that one out. Dr. David Spoon. That's right. Doctor. With a doctorate. And I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. You might be saying, why'd you bring that up three times in the intro? I'll tell you why. I had a dream last night that I got my doctorate. Only that was a couple years ago. But it was really weird because in my dream, I was jumping up and down. Jumping up and down. Kind of cool. Anyhow, here it is. You got to get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. So here's the key to the show. This will help you get ready for everything that's going to take place. Just put this together and get ready. This is how it happens. Ready? Here's the big key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. Okay, you can write that down and take it to the bank. You can go to the bank, take out a loan, and buy a clue. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. We really don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk hope with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there. Here you go. Here's a fun one. What's your earliest Bible verse memory? Like the first verse that's in your brain, the earliest one you've ever had. What a challenging thought that is. Look, if you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. That's what we call sad. We want you to reach out to us. All you got to do is give a call, 972-445-0770. Now, unlike yesterday, we are live in San Diego, and we are live in Dallas at the same time. Live together. Yay. It's better than not being live. Here it is. You just call 972-445-0770. If you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, if you've got a prayer request, we're going to be praying about things. If you've got a praise report, we're sharing praise reports. We're doing all of that today on this show. Again, just reach out to us, 972-445-0770. When you make that call, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob's like talking to a person you can count on. We can count on you, can't we? That's a good thing, right?
Aww.
Yeah. That's nice, huh?
Thank you, David. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you. We got through yesterday. Wasn't too bad. It was kind of an interesting little, the internet was up and down. The experience was up and down. It was up and down. It was like a pogo stick.
Hey, we got through it, and now we have internet.
Yep, now we have internet. That's right, people. That's good for some and not good
for
others.
Well, I say that, knock on wood. Yeah. We have internet for now.
Wait, we have internet right this second. Okay, we'll see what happens in 10 seconds. By the way, if you don't want to call us, you don't have to. You can if you want, but if you want to, you can. You can also text us, though, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Let me just make sure you get that again.
214-210-8483.
There you go. Additionally, you can send an email live during the show, david@hemustincrease.org. david@hemustincrease.org. I'm going to send you up to the website. There's a couple things to tell you up there. There is a free chapter on the book on the website. Check it out. There is a new article on the website. If you haven't seen it, check it out. There's different stuff on the website. There's just different stuff. Check it out. We want you to check it out. Plus, there's an opportunity to partner with the show to give. And look, we love that you give, but you don't have to give to be blessed by the show. You don't have to do that. We want you to if it's like what you're like, hey, I really want to do this. Yeah, cool. Do that. Okay? Give if you can. If you can't, don't worry about it. Pray. Pray for us. We can always use prayer. I'd rather have prayer than anything else because prayer stops the universe. That's a lot bigger than all the other stuff. Here's our scripture for those that do want to consider giving. 2 Corinthians 8:3, for I testify that according to their ability and beyond their ability, they gave of their own accord. We want you to do it with that way, but with a cheery heart. Check it all out on the website. HeMustIncrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I think I want to tag that on every segment I do for the rest of my life.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, we are going to be going into prayer, and we are going to be sharing a praise testimony. There's a lot of stuff going on, and oh, the teachings are so good. Well, I like the teachings. That doesn't mean they're so good. I just think they're really cool. But before we get into any of that, I do want to share a testimony, and then I want to do some praying. And I'm gonna do this testimony kind of differently. I announced who it was from yesterday and then realized after I read through the entire testimony that he didn't really want me to share his name. So let's just say I wasn't that smart in that. So I'll just say, here's a testimony from one of our listeners. He often contacts me through email, which is just fine, does it on a regular basis, answers trivia, you know, different things like that. I just want to add this to what he shared. This is what he said. I just heard Joanne's testimony. It reminded me of an ongoing tremendous blessing my family is experiencing. First, I totally agree with your comment about provision versus more money in my check. And I often find myself praying for more money to afford something when I should be praying just for God to provide and having faith, the person said. Excellent, excellent catch. This is a personal praise report with HIPAA, I think that's HIPAA, implications, so I cannot share too many details. Suffice to say, we have a family member who's in need of treatment and continues to be. I'm going to skip through and get right to this main heart of this. After going through 4 months of treatment, we were down to our last bit of savings. There was no way we were going to be able to continue another month at the current cost. We prayed for a quick healing, but God's timing is perfect, and it was not to be at the four-month point. So we pivoted and started praying for the facility to have an empathetic heart. We prayed that the same service at a reduced cost would be provided. We met with the facility's investors and owners and told them where we were financially. We asked what they could afford, or they asked what we could afford. We told them we could continue, but at about a third of the cost. Wow, what a step of faith. After 3 days, the facility came back and said they would honor our request. Just think of that. What's going to cost this? We can't pay that. What can you pay? About a third. About a third? Oh, okay. Well, we'll get back to you. All right, we got back to you. Yes. What an answer to prayer, this person wrote. We were overjoyed. My eyes are watering just thinking about it now. The Lord is good, so good to us. Our loved one continues his treatment, making great strides. We pray that they will soon be in transition to a normal, independent life in 2024. At the very end, this person wrote, he must increase. What an excellent testimony. It's not always about how much money we have. And that's it's just a huge, important point. It's about trusting God for the provision. I'm just going to ask you this. I know people are going to get mad, but it's okay. But what happens when they stop using money as a system? Well, if you're a premillennial dispensationalist, you think that's exactly what's going to happen, right? So, yeah. So let's be on track, recognizing that it's the provision of God. I just had something like that happen right now in my life, right now in a couple of different areas, actually about three different areas. Hey, I just need the Lord to provide. I don't need the dough. I need the re-me from him. That's what I need. So bottom line, prayer works. Petitioning works. Speaking of that, we have our good friend Noah who calls in. He's my original producer from many moons ago. Many moons ago. And we're going to pray for him. His stepson, Noah, is going through some physical ailments. I'm going to pray for him. Plus, I'm going to pray something very specific for our audience, and that is peace in the families. As I was praying today, I just got that sense that that would be the right prayer for everybody. So I'm going to pray about that. Noah's stepson, plus a few other things. Let's do it. Let's bring it before the Lord. Father, we come before you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, there is no other name to come to you in, no other name worthy. And we come to you in the name of Jesus, and we humble ourselves, and we say first, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We could not give enough praise for all eternity to understand the level of graciousness you've poured upon us. Thank you so much. And Lord, now I'm going to lift up Noah's steps unto you. His name's Noah. How cool is that? Lord, please. The doctors are trying to figure out what's going on in and out of the hospital. Very, very irritating, very challenging to a person's steadfastness. Please bring quick resolution and let it be nothing of great concern. And even if it was of great concern, make it of no great concern because you can and you're willing. You teach us that in Luke 5:13. And Lord, I want to pray for the families that listen to this show right now, all of them, San Diego, Dallas, everywhere else. There's a lot of families that there's just a lot of strife, a lot of fighting, a lot of anger, a lot of lack of forgiveness, a lot of frustrations. So, Lord, we come and we ask because you are the Prince of Peace that you would bring the reigning peace into these families. And instead of such frustration and uncertainty, that there would be a calmness that takes over the households, a peace that passes understanding, which comes from you and you alone. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay, there we go. Got that rolling. I've got what I consider to be some of the best text stuff coming up. So just going to have to roll with me. It's how the show goes. We never know what's going to happen. I didn't actually know how this was going to happen. I don't care. Here we go. Ready? We are just finishing the discussion about the 5,000 men who were fed besides women and children. It was such cool teaching in the scripture because it's the only miracle that takes place in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The only creative miracle outside of the resurrection, okay? So it's like the coolest thing because it's the Lord's way of saying, hey, take what little you have, lift it up, give thanks, even give it away, watch me multiply it. That's the message. Now we're picking it up in Matthew 14:22. It says this, immediately after this, Jesus made his disciples get into a boat and cross to the other side of the lake while he sent the people home. Afterward, he went up into the hills by himself to pray. Night fell while he was there alone. Okay, let's just get this going. Let's not miss what's taking place. Incredible miracle for these people, these 5,000 besides men, besides women and children, probably 8 to 14,000 people. I mean, it's just enormous, right? Unbelievable. 5 loaves, 2 fishes, and they have 12 basketfuls. I mean, maybe the original amount was 2 baskets. I doubt it. I actually think it was 1 basket, but maybe. But it's just like there's just stuff left over. It's like, what happened? Well, it got multiplied. Awesome. That actually happened in the Old Testament, just not to that same degree. Here, Jesus tells his disciples, hey, guys, time for you to skedaddle. Yeah, I know he didn't use the word skedaddle, but he could have. I wasn't there. You weren't there. All we know is immediately Jesus made his disciples get in the boat and cross to the other side of the lake while he sent the people home. So let's understand what's going on. There's ministry work still to be done, and Jesus is far from being done with his disciples, but he directs them to a location, and they need to travel with one another. He'll catch up. He sends the people home after feeding, after the miracle of the multiple thousands takes place. Now, take the miracle with you when you go home. Do you get what that means? This is what I'm saying. Jesus says, wow, wasn't that great? What a great thing that the Father did in front of all of you. Isn't that cool? Now go home. And what does that mean? Take it with you. You take the miracles of God with you when you go home. I know people think we're nuts. I get it. But you take the miracle, you go home, and you share it with others. And even if they call you crazy, guess what? You still know it was true. And they could think you're nutsy cuckoo and there's a coincidence and something else. I don't know, like a deli sprang up in the middle of where the people were or something. It would have to be about 50 delis, but that's besides the point. The idea is you go home, you take it with you. You bring what the Lord has done into your home. People can think you're nuts. That's okay. They already think you're nuts. What's a little more nutty? Nothing. Doesn't mean a thing. Then what happens? He sends the people home. He sends the disciples to a specific location. He goes up to the hills by himself to pray. Night fell while he was there alone. What's all that about? Quiet time with the Father, alone. If Jesus can cut out and carve out time out of his life, so can we. And he prays alone during the day and is there until nighttime. And the description is this, and I want you to catch what it is. He is alone. He's not alone from the Father or from the Holy Spirit. He is alone from distractions. But being connected keeps Jesus in the loop. That's for you and me too. So he knows what's going on because of his communion with the Father. You and I are never alone, totally alone, that is. We may be separated from human contact, but you are never separated from your Creator. Never. We can argue about the theology on Jesus on the cross all you want. It doesn't apply to you. What applies to you is, I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you. That's what you get. And that alone time, that's preparing for some serious ministry coming up that rivals the 5,000 men being fed besides women and children. All right, take a deep breath. Here's your first trivia question. Who was considered by God to be blameless, upright, and fearing of God? Was it Abraham, Moses, or Job? Who was considered by God to be blameless, upright, and fearing of God? Was it Abraham, Moses, or Job? If you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Here's your only hint I'm going to give you. We're at almost at the end of this particular book that we're studying. That would be the person that we're talking about. Here is the question again. Who was considered by God, like in chapters 1 and 2, to be blameless, upright, and fearing of him? Is it Abraham, Moses, or Job? That is the question. That is what is before you. Okay, let's get right back to the text because it's just too fantastic not to get right back to, and I really want to do that. So here we go. So night falls, Jesus is there alone, but he's not really alone, he's with the Father. Okay? Cool. Meanwhile, verse 24 of Matthew 14, the disciples were in trouble far away from land. For a strong wind had risen, and they were fighting heavy waves. I did not have this original thought. I heard this from a preacher 40 years ago, but I just think it's so smart. He said, these guys were fishermen. If anybody knew the waters, it would be them. So if these guys are thinking they're in trouble while they're in the water, if these guys were the people going, uh-oh, These are fishermen. They live in the water. They know exactly what storms do. They know exactly how far these storms go. Wow. If that's the case and there's heavy waves, this must be kind of serious. All right, we'll take a breath. Somebody's ready to answer a trivia question. We're going to have them pop on through. Send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, this is your little brother.
Hey, what's going on, Samson?
Not much. Just enjoying the sunshine.
Enjoying the sunshine, see? Because you're not one of the disciples in the boat who are far away from Jesus while the wind is coming.
Well, I know, because he's with me, so why would I worry? I'd rather enjoy.
Exactly, brother. All right, here's your trivia question. You ready? Here you go, bro. Here's your trivia question. Which person did God consider to be blameless, upright, and fearing him? Was it Abraham, Moses, or Job?
Yeah, it was the Apple founder, the Steve Jobs.
Took me a second. I got it. So you're kind of saying it's Jobs slash Job, right? Yes!
Oh, goodness.
Steve Job. That's a good one, though. Love it. How you doing in general, man? How are things?
Good. I mean, trusting God for everything and want to give it to him everything, because I know according to 1 Peter 5:7, he cares for us when we give our cares to him.
Exactly. Somebody texted me that this morning at 5 in the morning. That's a scripture that the Lord had given them. It's like that exact scripture, which I think applies to a lot of people. You know what? Cast your care unto him. He's got you. Lift it up to Dad. He'll catch it.
Yes.
Right?
Good. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, I want to ask our audience to pray for one of very dear minister that I know. I don't want to mention name or his ministry, but he's going through some difficult time. He's in a bailer. So just pray that God will just touch him and revive his health.
Got it. So, people, that's a challenge for the audience right there. There's some ministers and ministries. They're going through a tough time, good, bad, or indifferent. We want to pray God's grace and mercy and kindness and compassion and restorations and healing powers. So we definitely want to stand fast in that, right?
Yes.
Amen. Yeah. Amen, and brother.
I could truly say that he's a man of God. So.
Yeah. I think I know where we're going on that, but yeah, I gotcha. Well, definitely people be praying.
Thank you.
All right, brother. God bless you, man.
Okay. God bless you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, let me get back to this text real quick, and then I won't finish it all today. I'm not going to finish the story today, but here's what I want you to catch. Ready? Okay. All right, so I'll go back to that. So don't forget to be praying for that. That's an important thing. The disciples were in trouble far away from the land, for a strong wind had risen, and they were fighting heavy waves. About 3 o'clock in the morning, can we stop right there? Jesus came to them walking on the water about 3 o'clock in the morning. You know what it doesn't say? Precisely at 3:01 and 12 seconds and 39 millimix. No, it doesn't say that at all. You know what it says? About 3 o'clock. You think, what do you mean? What does that mean about? Well, it means about. It's called a ballpark. It's about 3 a.m. That's code for ballpark. It's the same thing that happened in John chapter 2, verse 6. There were 5 or 6 big things. It's like everybody's like, no, it has to be exact. It's like, no, it doesn't. Even scripture in its own definition does not do that. This is where it's really where people who are legalistic need to stop. Right? It was about 3 a.m. Was it 3 a.m.? Could have been 2:58. Could have been 3:02. It doesn't matter. It was pretty early in the morning, right? That was the goal. That's the message. You can't miss the message. No, I have to know if it's 2:58. Well, then you need therapy, because that's not what you need to know. What you need to know is what happens next. What happens next? It's about 3 in the morning. Things aren't going very good, right? It's not the best. Heavy waves are coming against these guys. The strong winds are opposed to them. What happens? Jesus taking a stroll on the water. I don't think people understand. You know that miracle with the 5,000 men with the food? It's followed up by this. Jesus, probably not tap dancing. Okay, I give you. Probably not Scooby-Dooing. I got it. I'm with you. But he's walking across the water to the disciples. They can't get anywhere. Notice that Jesus isn't having a problem walking. It doesn't say Jesus walking on the water, struggling to get through the wind. He's just cutting right through. I gotta go rescue these guys again. Right? Just comes walking on the water. Do you hear about Jesus struggling with the wind? Do you hear about Jesus struggling with the waves? No. What you see is Jesus walking straight across, and nothing going to stop him. Want to know why? He was on mission. You know why you're not going to fail in the Lord the way that you think you're going to fail, even if you have those setbacks? Because you're a part of Jesus' mission. And if he has to walk through a storm and on the water, he'll do it just to reach you, just to help you, just to grow you. Isn't that cool? It's like, well, that's just like, wow, ooh, almost get goosebumps. Okay, so look, if you're in San Diego, you can keep listening by going to hemusincrease.org. We'd love you to do that. It's a blessing for us. And if you're in Dallas, you just got to keep hanging out because the next hour is going to be even crazier than this one. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience. Taking a short break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Here is a DDD entitled Custom Eyeglasses Used on Others. Custom eyeglasses used on others. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 9. So Saul watched David jealously from that day forward. Stop. There it is. So Saul watched David jealously from that day forward. How do we see people in our lives? Saul saw David through jealous glasses. He put on these glasses. They weren't the ones from the Lord, right? They were glasses that had much more flesh in them, and then everything was tainted. This is what happens to you and I, and let's just do the honest, you know, those honest moments where we put on our glasses regarding some people, because almost every time we get a communication from them, there's just something coming that's just low. This is going to be lousy. I haven't even opened it. I'm already dreading it, right? Have you ever gone through that, right? Or every time this person texts me, I'm not smiling after I read it, or something along those lines. And it could be somebody who, you know, has got a spirit of complaining. It could be somebody that's got a spirit of pride. It could be any of those things, right? And you're just like going, oy vey, right? But you're not saying it much, but you know how you're seeing it. And that's custom glasses. You've already put the glasses on. You've already determined how it's going to be. You're already seeing it through that slant. It's not that they've never done anything. It's just that you and I tend to stay in those zones and see people that way. And so no matter what was going to happen with Saul and King Saul and David, David was going to impute evil motives to Saul's actions. I've gone through this with a professor. I'm just confessing. Right? I had a professor before we started the radio show, and my buddy in the process was a pastor, was my like a schoolmate, and he would write me and go, why does she, you know, jump on you like that? I mean, he was asking me, right? And I'm like, every time this statement, I just instead of having any kind of change of heart or mercy, I was mad. My anger did not work the righteousness of God. And sometimes people do that because of other reasons. It's not because of you. And we need to do a better job of not wearing custom glasses where we see the downside on people. So the question to ask is, what kind of glasses do we use with others? And are those glasses approved prescription glasses from God?